Hello, and welcome back to Pastor Vic's Nuggets. Here's a nugget of truth. In the last post, What is a Born-Again Christian?, we saw that Jesus said, you must be born again to see and enter the kingdom of God. That was John 3, verses 1 through 8. So there are really two important words here, the words see and enter the kingdom. Seeing the kingdom means to see the power and the authority of the kingdom being released or manifested by those who are born again or believers. Romans 8:37 says the following, yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Isn't that a great promise? You are more than a conqueror. And Philippians 4:13 says the following, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. In other words, we're seeing the kingdom in the is a present reality of a supernatural life. Now, entering the kingdom means obtaining eternal life with God in heaven. John 11:25 says, Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die physically, he shall live forever. So between seeing and entering, we see the twin benefits of believing in Jesus or having salvation. Number one, in overcoming present life, overcoming the trials and difficulties of life. And number two, the future reward of heaven. Now, an important truth or doctrine about God is that he always makes the first move. He initiates. You know, a person may think that they have found God, but the truth is that God has been drawing that person to himself. Jesus says in John 6:44, no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up on the last day. So as you can see, when a person is drawn to or attracted or curious or intrigued about Christianity or the teachings of Jesus or the Bible, it's because God the Father is drawing that person to the truth found in Jesus Christ. Now let's be clear, to be saved or have salvation is a transaction. There's two sides to it. And that is, Jesus makes the invitation. Remember, God always moves first. But an individual must then accept the invitation. Now, we often use the phrase accepting Jesus as Lord and Savior to mean that you have accepted God's invitation and are now a born-again believer. To accept Jesus as Lord or King means that you will follow his teachings, which are found in his word, the Bible. To accept Jesus as Savior or Deliverer means that you believe that he died for your sins at the cross of Calvary, and that one day you will go to heaven to be with him. You see, you're believing or trusting that as a result of Jesus' death on the cross, you are forgiven. You're now part of God's family. And you believe in the resurrection of Jesus and therefore have assurance that you will also be resurrected and spend eternity in heaven with him. Isn't it beautiful? You see, you are loved, you are forgiven, you are accepted. So how does one actually become born again? The Apostle Paul says it best, I think, in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 12. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness or right living, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now these are the promises of God, and God cannot go back on his word. To confess with your mouth means that you're not ashamed to declare Jesus as your Savior. Tell someone of your decision to follow Jesus. Believing in your heart means just that. You're not just simply reciting words or reciting a formula. You are accepting by faith that Jesus died for you, that your sins have been washed away, and that your destination is heaven. If you're not a born-again believer, I encourage you to make that decision today. And you can do that with a simple prayer. Simply personalize Romans 10 in the following way. I am confessing with my mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead. I am saved. For with my heart I believe unto right living, and with my mouth I am confessing unto salvation. I am calling on the name of the Lord, therefore I am saved. That's the promise of God. You can have assurance that heaven is yours, and if you'll follow Him, an overcoming life today. God bless you. Look forward to seeing you next time.